ABC Radio Australia.
As debate rages on in Tonga whether the death penalty should be made mandatory for drug traffickers, the issue is back in the spotlight in Papua New Guinea as well. A recent court decision cleared the way for what would be PNG's first executions in 70 years, but many in the community, including the influential churches, don't support the death sentence. Catherine Grau reports.
The last executions on Papua New Guinean soil happened back in 1954, when it was still an Australian territory. The death penalty was then abolished in 1970 before being reintroduced in the year 1991 for willful murder. And then in 2013, PNG's criminal code was changed again so that other crimes could also attract the death penalty. Aggravated rape, robberies, and also sorcery-related murders were added to the list, amid rising concerns that people, often women, were being murdered after they'd been accused of witchcraft when there were mysterious sicknesses or deaths. Karenga Kua was PNG's Attorney General when the laws were changed.
Parliament working this blood law.
The Parliament made the law. The National MPs felt it was necessary for certain serious offences judges can apply when they want to. They have discretion to give out the sentences as they see fit, not just any death, but where death penalty is warranted. Yes, they have the ability to enforce. Judges have many years of experience and training, and they are all qualified to decide when death penalty is necessary.
Time determination of them, so only all are qualified. Or decide when death penalty should be necessary.
Recently, PNG's Chief Justice, Sir Gibbs Salika, chose not to hand out the death sentence to three men who've been found guilty of sorcery-related murders. He explained that while he could consider imposing the death penalty, he would not, because he, quote, said that their belief in sorcery may have resulted in what they did for the benefit of the community. Helen Hakina from the women's non-government organisation Leitana Nehan supports the Chief Justice's sentencing decision.
My opinion is I'm glad about this judge decision to give life sentence to those who have killed people, just because they're accused of killing someone over sorcery accusations. People have the right to live, so this decision from the judge is good. These people can stay in jail until they are old and die or are sick. This is better than us killing them.
You may kill a man too.
But other judges have, on occasion, handed out the death sentence in recent years, including to eight men in 2018 over the brutal killing of seven people who they'd accused of conducting sorcery. However, those men, along with others handed out the same sentence, remain alive for now. PNG's correction boss, Stephen Pekanis, recently told the local newspaper, The Post Courier, that 15 people are currently on death row and that 14 of them could be soon executed. His comments followed a Supreme Court ruling that quashed a temporary stay order that had been in place. PNG's churches have long lobbied against capital punishment, and they aren't happy now. Reverend Jackie Rumay is the Lutheran Church's head bishop and has researched sorcery customs in PNG.
The government says that the death penalty is legal and right, but we churches don't support it. Instead, we want the government to make sure these people know about another road in life.
He says life sentences are appropriate punishment for those people accused of horrible crimes.
With the church, we don't support people being killed. We talk about love, we believe in peace, and that people must respect each other. This talk of death penalty, we don't support it.
Death penalty.
Those who support the death penalty often argue that it can act as a deterrent, but experts say there is no scientific evidence to prove that's the case. Peace campaigner Helen Hakina believes that life sentences are enough, and what she says really needs to change are attitudes and beliefs.
There's lots of work to do still, but I think this approach will help reduce the number of cases of sorcery-related violence. But it won't happen immediately. We need churches, civil societies and the government to do more awareness so that people who die from a sickness is because they had something wrong with their body. It's not because someone poisoned them.
How the PNG government chooses to move forward remains to be seen. Last year, it promised nationwide consultation on the controversial issue, but at the same time, it also voted against the United Nations General Assembly resolution that called for a global moratorium on the death penalty. But we won't need to wait too long. PNG's stance is set to be scrutinised on the international stage later this year, when its human rights record will be reviewed at the UN Universal Periodic Review in October.